This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. As CNBCTV18 celebrates 25 years of excellence, Indian markets do continue to trade near lifetime highs. Well, when you're looking at the overnight set of queues, while global queues are quite muted given the fact that the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 have now seen three straight sessions of minor cuts. However, what is positive is the fact that crude oil prices have now slipped for the fifth straight session, now trading near the June 2023 lows. Remember, Brent futures yesterday closed over 3% lower near the $74 a barrel mark. Coming to the Indian markets, the stellar rally continued on the Indian markets yesterday. Nifty, especially the mid and small cap indices, all of them hit fresh record highs yesterday as well. The Nifty Bank, however, after seeing a strong gap up start, gave up gains to close with marginal cuts. Interesting trends in yesterday's trading session: fertilizer stocks gained in hopes of a higher subsidy, while sugar company stocks fell as there was news that the OMCs could see a different route of ethanol production that was generally being taken from the sugarcane crushing. On the back of that, sugar companies saw significant selling pressure in yesterday's trading session. Today, you know, a lot of block deals could happen in the session. We understand that Warburg Pincus could be pairing its stake in Airtel as well as IDFC First Bank. That'll be important to track. Also, remember, the AMFI data is out due today, and Asian markets and GIFT Nifty, both of them today, are indicating a muted start for our own markets.